This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver Public Schools minimum wage workers will soon see a pay hike. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin.
Classroom aides, known as paraprofessionals, will earn at least $20 per hour by next month. Then all minimum wage workers will see the same pay bump by the 2024-25 school year. Paraprofessionals rallied this summer, saying they couldn't live on the current $15.87 hourly rate in Denver. The district announced it reached agreements with four unions representing bus drivers, patrol officers, custodians, and food service employees. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
A gun rights group is once again trying to overturn the state's ban on high-capacity magazines. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the group is taking their attempts from state court to federal court.
State lawmakers limited the size of ammunition magazines in 2013 in response to the Aurora Theater shooting, and the state Supreme Court has upheld that law under Colorado's constitution. But now, the group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is backing a new challenge, and this time it's looking to the U.S. Supreme Court's recent ruling striking down a New York State gun law. The suit argues Colorado's limit violates the Second Amendment. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver International Airport continues to see more travelers as it rebounds from the pandemic. Officials say more than 32 million passengers flew out of DIA during the first half of this year. That's only about 2% lower than the same period in 2019. Nearly 340,000 international passengers went through DIA in June, more than any other month this year. This is CPR News and KRCC.